And now, XQJ47R, your non-commercial FM cultural radio station, presents The Historical Context of Jazz, featuring the well-known jazz expert, Professor Roger Price, Ph.D., M.A., B.A., Notary Public, and member of the Diners Club. Start the tape, Elliot.
That music you hear is what we call jazz music, the pulse of which represents the environmental, ethnic functionalization of America. I'm speaking to you from the podium at the first annual Festival of Expressionistic Jazz Music, featuring the Expressionistic All-Stars, recently chosen by the editors of the Wall Street Journal. And at this time, I should like to offer a few modest comments based on my recent article in the Abington College Journal on the authentic origins of this great folk art, the true origins of jazz music, that is. Now, contrary to popular assumption, jazz music began in Stowe, Vermont. Real Vermont jazz was originally based on melodies the maple sugar makers would sing while fighting off the redcoats. Redcoats were what they called the squares in those days, members of the outgroup. These workers, while singing, would often bang on the maple trees with their hands in order to keep warm. It was 20 below zero then, and this is where the term cool, as an expression of approval, originated. These maple workers would often turn on, as they said, with sap. And while under the influence of the sap, or while sapped up, they would improvise pulsating melancholy rhythms that expressed their hopes, fears, ambitions, sinus trouble, and so on. It is rumored that even today, many jazz musicians still achieve their remarkable artistry while under the influence of sap, but I am assured by those who should know that sap is harmless, and sap is not habit-forming, unless you try to stop. But the great names of jazz music were playing back in Vermont in those days. Great names such as Jelly Roll Lodge, Jelly Roll Cabot, Jelly Roll Saltonstall, Jelly Roll Jelly Roll, and Herbert P. Vancouver, better known as the original Jelly Roll. I would like now to demonstrate the evolution of this marvelous folk art form for all of you square shooters, with the help of the All-Stars, here each of whom is considered a superlative technician. First, on the trumpet, we have Mr. Meatloaf Pope. Mr. Meatloaf was formerly with Count Basie. Before that, he was with the A&P. Next, on the sax, that means the saxophone, we have Mr. Muff Rollo. You all doubtless recall Mr. Muff Rollo's famous old Bluebird recording of Move Over Stranger, My Man Done Get Back Home, a folk tune on which he played 11 choruses backwards from memory. Next, on the drums, we have the famous Mr. One-Eye Muffin. Ow! Mr. Muffin is noted for being extremely hup. To play jazz music, it is necessary to be a hupster. A hupster, of course, is someone who is with it, man. Next, on the bass fiddle, or the dog's house, we have Mr. Pigmeat Oaks. Oh, very ethnic, Mr. Oakes. Splendid. Now, on the piano, or tickling the old 88, we have the one and only Bombo.
Get them bananas away from him, Sid.
And on the guitar, Mr. No Good Latouche. Thank you, Mr. No Good Latouche, and gentlemen of the All-Star group. Once established in Vermont, jazz music then came down on the riverboats to Cleveland, which wasn't easy as there wasn't any river between Vermont and Cleveland. But influenced by the continental atmosphere of Cleveland, jazz soon absorbed the Cleveland culture and developed its most traditional form, the blues. The blues sounded like this. Gentlemen, a one, a two, a three, a four, a five.
daddy to kick me with his feet and steal my money, 'cause I got them masochistic blues.
Thank you, Ma Kennedy. Well, splendid blowing, gentlemen, if I may use the word blow generically to mean to be synonymous with to play. That great old tune was written in 1912 by Iron Man Kelly, only 2 weeks before he was fatally bitten in a dice game. After the blues came a new style originated by J.R. Sims. Now, J.R., or Jelly Roll Sims, played piano in a Cleveland girl store, and he used to play a repeating figure in the left hand. Then he would improvise with the right hand within the chordal structure. J.R., who had no formal education, called this technique merely an exercise in contrapuntal harmonics, but the square shooters called it boogie. Naturally, this type of music caught on, and its popularity ushered in the era of the big band. Jazz had come of age. It was the age of swing. Swing was jazz that was played on purpose. Music was written down on paper. This is what is known technically as a drag. For instance, the guitar would play, and the trumpet would play, and the piano went. Then they put them all together, and it came out. That was swing. But there was one cat in New York who was opposed to swing and who coined the epigram now famous in jazz music circles, "I cannot make that scene, man." This fellow, this cat, was named Insane Cadwallader. Now, Insane Cadwallader was considered an intellectual by his fellow musicians. He could read. Not music, but he could read writing. And he introduced advanced philosophical concepts into his playing and invented bop. Bop was based on a 17-note chromatic scale, which presented a problem, as there are only 12 notes to an octave. But they solved this problem by playing very rapidly. Bop sounded like this. There was resistance to this music. In fact, to understand bop, one had to be drunk. That helped. However, Mr. Insane Cadwallader persevered. He played with the courage of his convictions, and he'd been convicted 7 times. But then bop became popular, and the musicians then felt that it represented a status quo rather than a protest. So rebels such as Mr. Muff Rollo and Mr. No Good Latouche and Mr. Mohammed Rocco began blowing progressive. Progressive jazz music concentrates on internal harmony. There are 3 types of harmony: polyphonous, contrapuntal, and lousy. In progressive, you have a choice. There are currently several styles of progressive being played. There is the East Coast style, often called soul music. That was East Coast jazz. Next, we hear an example of West Coast jazz, which is somewhat less tense than the East Coast type, possibly because the palm tree sap used by California musicians is less potent than the original Vermont maple sap. We would like now to wind up this part of the festival with a really new sound, what I think will soon become the music of tomorrow. It's called quack music, and the genius who invented quack music, Mr. Nutsy Gassaway, is here with us this evening in person, and I would like very much to have you meet Mr. Gassaway. He is what we hupsters call a character, a faraway type. Oh, Mr. Gassaway, would you say a few words, please?
Bonjour, messieurs, mesdames. Je suis très enchanté de faire votre connaissance ce soir. Enchanté.
I do love the colorful way those musicians talk. It's almost as if they were speaking a foreign language, you know? But now, the avant-garde music of tomorrow. Quack music featuring Mr. Nutsy Gassaway. Oh, he has the melody now. Just listen to that phrasing. Splendid, blowing, splendid. He is really in the groove now. This is better than the new sound. This is the new noise. Oh, Mr. Gassaway is back. Those other gentlemen are gone, as they say. But Mr. Gassaway has been there, and now he is back. He is back. What a tour de force. This quack music certainly represents the new horizon in the restless, eternal, uncompromising search for new forms of cultural and ethnic expressions that jazz is dedicated to. Quack music is it. Not only that, it's so dreadful, it's bound to get into the top 10.